Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here with a lesson on Westminster Shorter Catechism. Question and answer 33. What is justification? Justification is an act of God's free grace, whereby he pardoneth all of our sins and accepteth us as righteous in his sight, only for the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone. We're talking about the benefits of redemption. And one of the great benefits of the work of Christ applied to you and me by the Spirit of God is justification. Shorter Catechism question and answer 32 says, what benefits do they that are effectually called partake of in this life? They that are effectually called do in this life partake of justification, adoption, and sanctification. Justification is a benefit we receive from Christ as a result of his work, as a result of his death and resurrection. And it is a benefit you and I receive from Jesus Christ because it is an act of God's free grace. It is given to us not on the basis of anything we have done, but as a favor granted to us by God. If you go to your neighbor's house and say to them while they're on the sick bed, I'd like to mow your grass for you. I'll do you this favor. You're doing it out of the generosity of your own heart. You're not doing it because you receive something from your neighbor. You don't receive payment from your neighbor for mowing your neighbor's lawn. It's a favor. In like manner, you are justified by God in his sight as a favor. You don't do anything to deserve it. You don't give God anything to receive this favor from God. It is all of grace. It's freely given to you. Westminster Shorter Catechism uses Ephesians 1:7 as a proof text. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins according to the riches of his grace. It's merely a favor God chooses to give to you and to me. And this favor involves the pardoning of all of your sins. In other words, Jesus Christ freely forgives you, or we may say God freely forgives you as a result of what Christ has done for you. Probably the most famous way of hearing of pardon is a pardon granted by the President of the United States. A person is in prison, and that person is in prison because they have been convicted of a crime. And so the President of the United States decides, on the basis of free grace, that is, he chooses to do this individual in prison a favor. And so he pardons this individual. And as a result of this pardon, the gate of the prison is thrown open, and this prisoner goes free. You and I are guilty of sin before God, the sin of Adam and our own sins. And we are on the verge of being thrown into the prison of hell. But because of what Jesus Christ has done in paying the penalty due to you for your sins, God freely pardons you. And now you are set free. You are no longer under the sentence of death, and you no longer are sentenced to eternity in hell. God pardons you. This is part of justification. This is one side of the wonderful act of God in justifying you. He says to you, in this free act of grace, you are forgiven. And then God, on the other hand, gives to you the gift of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul says that the law is holy and righteous and good. And so it is. And following the law means that an individual in and of himself is righteous because he or she has followed the righteous law of God. But you and I have not followed the righteous law of God. You and I have violated the law of God. That's what sin is. Sin is violation of the righteous standard of the law. But Jesus Christ followed all the stipulations of the commandments of God's law perfectly. He displayed his total obedience and therefore his total righteousness. Wouldn't it be good if God looked at you and saw you as righteous? Well, this is part of the process of justification. God takes the righteousness of Christ and he gives the righteousness of Christ to you as a free gift. It's like taking off dirty clothes and discarding them and then replacing those filthy garments, those dirty clothes, with clean and pure and bright and shining, pristine clothing. That pristine white clothing is the righteousness of Christ. And God gives you that righteousness of Christ as a free gift. And you are clothed with the righteousness of Christ. This is what it means to impute to you the righteousness of Christ. You're given this righteousness as a free gift. And you are declared righteousness in Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of Christ in him, or the righteousness of God in him. What a wonderful thing this is. The righteousness of Christ freely given to you as a free gift. And then, what is the result? God accepts you as righteous. Since the righteousness of Christ has been given to you as a free gift, on one hand, and on the other hand, all of your sins have been forgiven. God the Father accepts you as righteous in his sight. And so he says to you, you may enter my heaven. It's quite astounding and significant that most people, when asked the question, why should God allow you into his heaven? Most people say, well, I haven't been so bad. And they rely upon their own works and their own deeds as acceptable in God's sight. Well, your own deeds and your own works, what you have done in your life, these things are not acceptable in God's sight. You are a sinner, and as a result, you are condemned as guilty by God. But as a free gift, as a work of mercy on God's part, as a favor to you, because of what Christ has done, God forgives you of all of your sins, and gives you the gift of Christ's righteousness and accepts you as righteous in his sight and says, you are therefore qualified to enter my heaven. Not because of anything you have done, but because of what Jesus Christ, my Son, has done for you. And then finally, the Catechism says that this benefit is received by faith alone. And the idea here is that it is faith not mixed with something else, not mixed with our own works, not mixed with our own righteousness, that is the means whereby we receive the benefit of justification, right standing before God. And what is faith? Well, there are three basic elements to faith: knowledge, assent, and trust. You must understand the gospel. You must have in your head a proper knowledge of who Christ is, the very Son of God born of a virgin. You must have in your head an understanding of the fact that he was perfect when he came into this world and he lived a perfect life. You must understand that he lived this perfect life in order to be a perfect sacrifice for sin, your sins and my sins. You must understand and know that Jesus Christ went to the cross to pay the penalty due to you for your sins, that you yourself ought to be hanged on that cross, crucified. You yourself ought to bear the wrath of God. But Jesus Christ did this for you. And you must assent to this truth. You must not only understand it in your head, but you must also believe that these things are true. The atheists would say, well, I don't believe in myths. I don't believe in the Bible because the gospel of Jesus Christ is a great myth. Well, I say in return that evolution is a great myth, that we are good in and of ourselves is a great myth. No, creation by God, by the triune God, is the truth of Scripture, not evolution. We did not rise out of the slime as individuals. No, we were created by God. And we are not good in and of ourselves because we are fallen creatures. The ideas of evolution and the idea that we are good in and of ourselves, these are the great myths of the present day. You need to assent to the truth of the Word of God as the truth of God and believe that these things are true. But it's not enough for you to believe that these things are true. The devil believes and shudders. The devil understands that these things are true, but these things are not applied to the devil by the Holy Spirit. No, the Spirit works faith in you. This is part of your effectual calling. And the faith that the Spirit works in you brings about trust in you so that you not only know the gospel and believe the things of the Bible, but you actually trust Jesus Christ and you say to Jesus Christ, I trust you, take my hand and lead me into the presence of the Father, because I know that on the basis of what you have done, my sins are forgiven, and the Father pardons me, and he gives to me your righteousness, and he accepts me as righteous in his sight because of what you have done, O Lord Jesus. And so I believe in you. I trust in you. Take me into the Father's presence. This is justification by grace through faith. Listen again to what the Catechism says to us, using these proof texts, as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. That's you and me. And how do we partake of this benefit? Galatians 2:16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Even we who have been believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by faith in Christ. Yes, dear friends, you and I are justified by grace through faith. What is justification? Justification is the act of God's free grace, whereby He pardoneth all of our sins and accepteth us as righteous in His sight, only for the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone. Received the benefit of justification. Receive right standing before God by trusting in what Jesus Christ has done for you. And through Him, you receive forgiveness of sins, and you receive the righteousness of Christ. Trust Him and receive the benefit of justification by faith alone. Thanks for listening.